you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy.
Yeah. Welcome to another episode.
I gotta get the melody here. Of no need for apologies. I fuck with it. Okay. That's nice. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another splendiferous melanated mayhem hour of fun here on No Need for Apologies. I'm Derek Gaines.
And I'm Monroe Martin.
And we have another wonderful episode for your stinking asses. Ladies and gentlemen, the comic that we have here today, the revolutionary voice.
Yo.
The Spanish conquistadora, nigga.
Shit.
One of the best.
Yo.
Huh?
Yo.
Just got a Netflix special coming out. And when
it came out. By the time this is already out.
It's already out. It's already out.
By the time this episode is out.
And
it came out. It's already on Netflix.
It's already on Netflix. And it's called They Ready. But ladies and gentlemen, she been ready. Matter of fact. You don't even have to get ready because she's been ready. You understand that? Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for Aida Margarita Rodriguez. Yes.
We had a pleasure of seeing a special with her. We watched it with her, which I always think is very dangerous.
It's
dangerous.
It's hard to watch.
It's very dangerous. Like, you have to know. Before I let these niggas see it, I need, like, all right, let me see this cut. All right, flip it upside down. All right,
yeah.
Reverse it.
Because that's bold. And that says something about her character. Shit. She was willing to have a viewing party of her special with a bunch of other stand-up Nazi comedians.
Like monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was nervous about it.
And it was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Like, I was like, yo, that was only like 15 minutes. But it wasn't 15 minutes. Is that your through line was so fucking strong and solid that it just felt like a short story, and I was in it the whole time. Like, wait, what? It's over that quick?
Yeah, I was like, she resetting great. Already?
You like, real? The mic, when I you said, grabbed the mic, I was like, wait, what the fuck was
she
it?
About
lighter?
Reset? Uh oh.
Thank you. Y'all made me stronger. Like,
yeah.
Coming to New York, yes, to do stand up here because we don't play.
Yeah.
And you know, like all them nights that we put in at the club and we go up after each other and then you guys go up there and kill and then I got to go up there and follow that. And that's how you get better.
Yeah.
You know, what do they say? Iron sharpens iron.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I feel like it's a collective. Like, man. I can't, especially y'all sitting in there. I'm like, I couldn't be
that shit. I watch comedy. I'm like watching it like, that's great. That's funny. Dang, that's good. Fuck. All right. I like everything to me like, just whack, made whack, sense. Whack, it's just whack. Like,
your opener, I was like, Grr. I was like, that was a punch of an opener. Oh, we about to go on a ride. That's why I was like, okay. From your opener to the end, I was like, you had the crowd up. When you hear, you don't really hear those 30-minute murderers no more. That's some 90s shit.
You hear 30-minute, I'm not coming at anybody because
no,
I've done it too.
Yeah.
But you get your 30-minute where you just strung a bunch of shit together. So you just, man, so here's another joke. Even if you got the energy, you're still like, here's a bunch of things that I strung together because they go together. Versus here's this narrative. Mm-hmm. I'm taking you on this ride. You don't get that many rides.
Did you watch Wanda's special?
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
I got to watch it now.
It was really like, it made me say, you know, I cannot sleep, you know, because It was just very, very polished.
Yeah.
And her act outs, and you know, y'all know I'm real stiff on stage. I don't really do all that moving.
Now you got to move around,
but
baby.
You
got German Shepherd hips.
I move around now.
But you guys can relate to me. Whereas when you're taller, you don't want to look too goofy on stage, right? You want to maintain your power and your stance, and you got to find that fine line between goofy and your act outs.
Yeah.
And I had to release that. And I'm like, I'm a comedian. I'm not a model. I'm on stage, and I got to be funny. That's my job.
Absolutely. And so, it came through.
Oh, thank you.
To translate through that screen is also tough, because you could be a hilarious motherfucker, but sometimes it don't translate
through
the
screen. Everything translated.
Like, everything translated.
Everything. Like, to hear the laugh come out of that room, it was like,
I was like, damn.
I was like, God damn.
It was very 90s, because you had them roaring for 30 fucking minutes. I'm like,
that was a funny concept. Oh, that was cool. All right, it was like all the way through, like, God damn.
Because when I do this vision, you know how it sounds. Bitch!
Yeah.
Like, I can hear that.
Yes.
I heard, you hear what she just, I'm like, one of those? That's some 95 shit. That's like, it's old school shit. So I'm watching like, re-inspired, because now I'm like, all right, she done set a bar. Yeah. So when a stand-up actually goes and goes, I'm going to show y'all niggas I just set a bar. Let's sit in a room and eat pizza like, you know, y'all supporting me. No, I just showed y'all what to do.
I wasn't thinking like that at all.
I was like, God damn, that's how I thought about it.
Thank you. I love you.
No, because this is why I thought about it. Because in the beginning, you said your name. And at the end, you said your name. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. And the reason I am, because the hood raised me and the hood supported me.
Yeah, the hood loved me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The hood loved me. That was incredible. I was like, it was different. That was very different.
You know, they tried to cut that out, and I made them put it back in.
Why? Why did they try to cut it out?
I don't know, but I was like, I'm not ashamed of being from the hood.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not. It doesn't matter if you grew up in the suburbs, if you grew up with money, with two parents. When you're a person of color, you're going to always relate to the struggle, because the struggle belongs to us in that way. And I'm not going to ever shy away from that. And I'm never going to shit on people of color to make people laugh. That's why I love that joke that you do when you sing that song about those commercials. Because I think it's bold. I think the three of us, I can be in this room comfortably and say that we don't go on stage and we don't pander.
I don't care that much to pander. I hate it. Yeah.
But, you know, we don't. Like, some people do. And we just don't. We're like, we are proud of where we come from and who we are. And that's important to me. Like, white people don't have to be proud to be white, because they white. Man. But we, you know what I mean? They got everything is worked out for them.
Yeah.
We have to be actively proud to be. When people say black is beautiful, why do people say that? Nobody says white is beautiful. No, because everything says that white is beautiful and nothing else is.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, they were black in the dictionary was bad. It was a bad connotation for a lot. It still probably is. But, you know, it's dark.
Yeah.
Evil. Not appealing. All that shit.
It's magic.
I never looked up dark in the dictionary.
Look up black
in the dictionary.
In the dictionary. It's not good. It's not good. It's not.
I just knew black. I was just like, everybody said black.
They not saying all the colors in the spectrum. Everything that goes with everything. They not saying that.
Connected to evil.
They're like, all niggas.
It's not. It's never the all the colors in the spectrum. That's why it's black, because it's everything. And they don't never do the positive shit. So I get it.
Yeah.
So I think it was a wonderful stance for Spanish comedy as well as just black, but it was comedy. I was like, God damn
it.
The shit you told
me
yesterday made me go, she deserves everything. Was when you was like, oh, wait. The color of one extreme scales grays, exorbitant light. Instead of, okay, I stand corrected.
A color that lacks hue, which is, no, that's not, it is hue.
It's all hue, ain't it?
It's black.
It's Huey in the nudes.
It's not
Bazinga,
but it's not the
it's
greatest.
It's changed.
It has changed, but man,
they had to change.
Somebody
the
marched
origins
to that definition.
Of black in the dictionary. It was bad.
I believe you.
Yeah, but
and the word Negro came from Negroid.
Negroid,
which meant dead or something like that. It was like
I
had a real
roid thing. Is a thing on you, right? Hemorrhoid, so to be from the Negroid, like, oh, God damn. What am I?
You ever heard Louis Farrakhan say Caucasoid though?
No, you
gotta come back for everything, a white person.
A Caucasoid. From the Caucasus Mountains. Y'all motherfuckers used to have tails. Like, I've heard him talk. Yeah, I know that shit. From the mothers of the fucking sons of jackals.
They are descendants of cavemen. He says
that. All that shit.
He just talked greasy.
Neanderthals. Yeah. Why you think they ain't got no heart?
Wait, you just like look it up and listen to it?
I'm on Facebook all the time. Do you know how many clips I see of woke motherfuckers just dropping shit? And I go, all right, I get
Riza Islam. They can ban Louis Farrakhan all they want. His videos live.
They banned him on Facebook.
Yeah,
Farrakhan videos stay on Facebook. Yeah.
How they banned him?
They took his Instagram page. Yeah, they said it was hate speech.
But on Facebook, you can catch a Farrakhan speech. Or if it's not him, it's a Malcolm X speech. The same shit, Farrakhan. It's all up there. You know what I mean? Woke people and Christians and we gonna fuck up your guilt is on Facebook. It's always messages of hope and do right. Don't fuck up. Or it's all, dude, that's all it is. Maybe some clothes, maybe one bad bitch shaking ass. But for the most part, everybody got something to say on the book. It's a messaging war.
Yeah.
Because if it's not some motivational meme or some joke, it's something that Farrakhan said. Wake up, sheeple. Oh, it's always a wake up, sheeple.
Oh, yeah.
He was like,
send your kids to school with Molotov cocktails, and they'll learn what it feels like, and they'll understand. And I'm like, damn, you send up people to blow people up.
It's Friday.
And he's nine.
It's Friday. They eat pizza today. Like, just let the nigga eat pizza. Come home and play some games. It's fine.
I gotta watch this shit.
But it's not just watching. Yeah. If you just during the day, I scroll all day long.
Yeah.
Just to be, I'm just information.
It's the battle of the woke people though. Tariq Nasheed.
Who's more woke?
And then they be going in like Tariq Nasheed be going in on some Mark Lamont Hill.
They don't even blink.
Yeah, I like Mark Lamont Hill.
They don't even blink.
And this man has been prophesied by, like, what?
Next, he don't even call the police. He calls them race soldiers. He's like, they got their race soldiers. Yeah, they out there. Yeah.
Can we play a Farrakhan clip?
If you got it. Yeah, man.
I want to hear it. Let's keep talking.
You know what's funny is that Farrakhan used to be a calypso singer.
That's so funny.
Find a clip of that.
Can you find a calypso? I want to see the difference.
Calypso is doing.
That's the best part about having visual. Yeah. If you really love this podcast, what you would do is you would go to the YouTube page. You would go to No Need for Apologies podcast on YouTube.
That's a hell of an origin story.
Where'd y'all get that name from?
What, No Need for Apologies? I came up with it one day.
You know that, and
nigga, you didn't come up with it.
I came up with that name.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
Tell
Tell
me how you fucking came
up
with it.
Yo, we need a name for the podcast. I was like, give me 4 minutes. I said this to you at the old stand. You can kiss my ass. I said, you was like, yo, we need a name for podcast. I was like, give me a minute. And I just start swirling shit. And then what happened? I was like, no sorries. I just kept going. I kept saying to myself, no sorries.
Is that Farrakhan?
Is there a video?
The Yankee Boys.
No, this is from 1954. There's no video.
This is Young Farrakhan. Oh. This shit is great.
Yo, he go in.
I know no other podcast.
Young Farrakhan. This Young Farrakhan.
Yo, I can fucking groove the Young Farrakhan.
I can play some cocas of that shit.
Yo, you can really move. Like, how did you make that segue?
No other podcast has ever played a Young Farrakhan.
Yo,
Calypso.
I fucks with Young Farrakhan.
I fucks with Young Farrakhan. He need to get back on the cocas or something. He call up the band. Man, you better get back in the studio.
Wow, did Beyonce just remake that song?
Why is Beyonce remaking all the hot shit? Why is that? She made all of the Frankie Beverly and Maze cookout music.
And now she's
music.
Doing something again?
But she keep remaking cookout music.
What did she do this time?
She did the You Beyonce. Make Me Happy.
I remember that one. I remember that
one. I liked it, and everybody was like, yo, I fucking hated it. And I was like, and then I think she making something else, like Happy Birthday or some shit, like she about to do over.
Beyonce, she's trying to get albums sold in Dollar Tree. Like, she's going for all the money.
Beyonce is you have to understand, she is a bar mitzvah bitch.
Did you hear her
play her music at 13-year-olds inaugurations into adulthood in the Jewish community? This bitch is different.
Yeah.
Did you see The Lion King?
No. I heard. I didn't. Tell me about it, because I don't really...
I can't.
Weren't they mad at her?
I can't do that because I want to make
it. tell me what happened.
They
it was the singing though. It was funny when she, you know how Beyonce, she be singing hard. Yeah. Like when they did "Can You Feel the Love Tonight," it was like woo 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 woo.
She was rolling and shit.
Can you feel?
Oh, she did
the love.
Oh, she was doing rolls and all that extra.
And Donald Glover was just singing the song.
Like, can you feel the love tonight?
Can you feel?
And then
in the studio, bitch, just stop rolling.
Go ahead, sing it there.
Can you feel the love?
Wait a minute, Simba. Wait a minute now. Can you feel the love?
Wait a minute, Simba. Sing the hell thing. You better sing. Oh no, she blacked it up like that.
And then
I gotta go see it.
When she called the lions, it sounded like formation. She was like, "Lions, attack."
She was like, "Lions."
Remember
attack.
when they start battling?
Yeah,
she said, "Lions, attack." It was like, and you just heard the formation song.
Oh my god!
It felt like people were gonna start. The lions were gonna start twerking.
It was bad.
She took her Super Bowl performance and made it to Nala. And that's so funny. Like, she really blacked it up like that for them kids. That's so funny.
Wait a minute. I didn't say it was bad. I just said it was Beyonce.
It's Beyonce.
It was bad.
No, everybody said it was. I didn't hear bad.
I'm saying it for you.
This
I didn't say it.
I heard it made the most money in the animated whatever to whatever.
More than Aladdin.
Yes. Made more than Aladdin.
Ain't nobody outdoing Will. Get the fuck out of here,
I'm
nigga.
I'm saying to you, nigga. Kids love lions.
But everyone loves
Genie. Not everybody
loves
Genie. No, they love Robin Williams. Not everybody. Everybody loves. Will Smith made the most in his career. That ain't got shit to do with Disney, my nigga. So therefore, The Lion King was the number one. It made more, the Toy Story and all that shit. So they did what they was there to do. So I heard it was The Lion King, but I heard it was overrated because the faces weren't like really.
Well,
I
think because the lions don't emote. They're lions, right? But it was beautiful. Like, you can't take away from it being aesthetically.
Was it more beautiful than the remake of Beauty and the Beast? Because that shit went in.
I didn't even see that.
I didn't see that.
That shit went in on the low. My wife made me watch it.
I knew that. That's what it was.
And I enjoyed it. It was like one of those movies. Like, man, I want to watch this goofy
ass
shit.
With Hermione?
I don't know her name.
The girl from the Harry Potter?
Yes. Hermione. Yeah. She
and I was
is
like,
it Hermione?
Man, that shit was dope. Look at this shit. Hold on.
Hey, I mean, it looks like Blue Planet.
Beautiful. Yeah, it did look like.
The Jungle Book was bananas.
Oh, we saw it together. Remember, we went to that 4D expensive theater?
Yeah, man.
On that edible. You're the only one that didn't have the edible.
You didn't take drugs.
The edible. We were like,
nigga, that snake scene?
Yo.
When we was in the trees
we were
with the
all
snake?
Lost. Were
and
you
we
lost
could feel the water. I still felt it, though. Yo. I was still lost.
Dude, that movie was great.
When the chairs start moving with the
great.
Snake, I said, oh. And we was like, I was
But
like,
it was expensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was expensive. It was $90 for the tickets.
No, it wasn't. It was
joking.
Like.
I'm just making up exorbitant
it was like
prices.
$30,
$40.
Yeah,
bucks.
It was expensive.
Yeah.
It was expensive. But I had fun that day, though.
Dude, man.
It's fun to watch movies with comics.
Man, we make everything better.
Make
comics
better.
Is like butter. We're butter.
Do you know?
No, we're butter or hot sauce.
Cheese.
So butter makes everything better.
No,
you ever put butter on a fucking muffin and a breakfast muffin,
right? You ever put
butter
on a Pop-Tart? Nigga. Anyway.
You did it before?
It's good.
Yeah. Really? You did it before?
Yeah, put butter on a Pop-Tart?
I was poor. I had to get creative.
Oh.
Like, first of all, I found out from Family Guy that's the thing to do because they made a song about it. But then, you toast it. But nigga, my boy Flitz, he hooded shit too.
Yeah.
You ever had just a heated up honey bun?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, that's so delicious.
The heated up, the heated up
thing.
White John. You can throw some ice cream on that bitch. Oh my god,
so delicious.
Ah,
yeah, it was crazy.
So humble
hood out of mode.
Humble brag.
What's up?
What?
When we said watching a movie, me and Clayton Thomas got a chance. Were invited to watch a movie at Eddie Murphy's house.
Okay.
Oh shit.
And we watched How Did I Get Married in his private theater.
Yes.
And we clowned that movie from top to bottom. And he I think he did it so we could clown it. Like we just sat there and laughed. Arsenio Hall was in there. Johnny Gill was in there. Yo, it was so, I love Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
I'm a real big Eddie Murphy fan. So I was in there, like, he was sitting right behind me, and I was like, you know, when my jokes wouldn't hit, I was so disappointed. Yeah. I felt like I bombed, but then I would redeem myself.
Okay, word.
And then I was like, man, he brought us here. We like his personal clowns.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Ooh.
Right? And I tell this story because I got a clown, Clayton, because we sitting in this kitchen, and they talking about the Soulja Boys when the Soulja Boy came out.
Okay.
So Arsenio Hall turns to me, and he was like, do the Soulja Boy. We don't know what it looked like. I was like, I ain't no damn clown. I turned around, and Clayton was, yo! He was in the middle of it. And I was like, oh, my God. I said,
he was like, I ain't doing that shit.
Clayton was like, yeah, that's Eddie Murphy. He said, that is Eddie Murphy. He was like,
yeah, that's so fucking funny.
It's the truth.
I ain't doing that shit.
I turn around, Clay.
He was already doing it. He was like, we died laughing. He was like, that's Eddie Murphy.
You heard the music loading up as you were saying no. Soulja Boy, tell him.
That's so funny. Man. But Clay, my man, but that's just, I can see his big swole ass. Yeah. Oh, no.
Clayton was unruly when he first came to L.A. So to watch his evolution.
I don't really remember him. I wasn't here then.
Clayton Thomas, CT. Yeah. CT, he went, I met CT back in 04.
Okay.
At Jamie Foxx's Laugh Palooza.
Yeah.
And he was funny then, and all the Batman
really
shit.
Funny, yeah.
But he always knew, he had an angle with women, man. This motherfucker just knew how to tell jokes about being with a chick, and that's how we got him.
Mm. Yeah.
I'd see him at Comedy Union, these chicks would just be drooling about this motherfucker. So I was like, and then I left for a little while, went back to New York, came back, still got dreads now, and he got a wife, but all his sketches just got all these women there. I'm like, how did you do it? He's like, that was my angle. I just knew how to talk about being in a relationship, and it worked. Because I'm just like, this boy, he stay like around that. Women. Yeah. It's crazy. I'll be like, hey, how you doing? Hi, I got a Clayton. All right, Clayton. Shit. Yeah, so.
That was great.
He was lawless. That motherfucker was lawless, but he was my guy because he used to hang out in Philly.
Okay.
He used to hang out with, like, Hawk. He'd come check out the Laugh House and all that shit. So, yeah, Clayton was always,
That's my comedy day one. Me, Clayton, Byron Bowers, we used to always be together.
Byron Bowers.
We were like, they used to call us, like, the Comedy City High.
Yeah.
What you do? We have a show at home. Claudette.
Yeah, all of us, we used to roll together. We was always together, like. But Clayton had a joke that used to make me cry laughing because he had a cousin that tried to molest him.
Okay.
And he said he tried to trick him with a Sega. he said, you want to play Sega? And then Clayton went upstairs because he loved video games. He said, then his cousin came out the bathroom naked. And he was like, nah, I don't play Sega no more. He said he put the controller down. It's the funniest joke. But he doesn't tell those jokes anymore because everything he talks about is relationships now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And but that was his strong suit. I noticed that.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I did his show at the Comedy Union. I went up, did my New York thing. Mm-hmm. And went the right way. Put Clayton back up. And I was like, dang. And it was just like, ooh.
I went up, did my New York thing. And they were like, put Clayton back up.
They're the ones. Everybody, they're the ones. That's why they couldn't get
like,
you. Because that's that audience.
You didn't have that joke by then.
Though. I had it.
I used to run it
in L.A.
Why didn't you do it?
I did it. Sometimes that shit. No, I didn't get good at the Union until I did everything else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you are also
telling him, singing.
You're making fun of them. They're the ones who do that. Yeah. So they're like, you like making fun of people.
Oh, yeah.
Who now, act
you
like
say a biscuit shit to a bunch of niggas from the South that moved to LA to chase their dreams and eat biscuits, and they probably eating biscuits right now. Nigga, they ain't like my New York.
Everybody happened. They're like, biscuits
did take my nana. Yeah, we do all that because it's like, to meet L.A. motherfuckers got a country to them. It's crazy.
What do you mean? Like, I don't get it.
They're not jaded like we are. It's just something. They got a comfort to them. So any joke you tell, like that has that New York angst, they be like, you shouldn't think like that. Wait, what? What you mean I shouldn't think like that? From the East.
Is that true?
But we in
do
the
you
West.
You think that's true?
You know what I mean?
I think there's more edge in New York. Absolutely. I think.
I had a publicist. I had a publicist tell me, she was like, I love your little swag and all, how you like, you don't give a fuck, but that's New York. keep that shit in New York. We in L.A. And I was like, all right, you have a good day. And I walked out.
Yeah, so what do you need to do in
that? Wait, why did she tell you?
Because she was like, we need to know. She was giving me that fake it till you make it shit. You know I hate that shit. So I'm like, oh, fake it to the what? I was like, all right, you have a good day. And, you know, it was a terrible meeting after that. I don't see anything I could publicize because you own that. You own this New York. So I'm like, that's where I'm from. You know, I'm doing it. I'm in the show.
Yeah.
We know you in the show, but who you fucking on and what kind of glasses you wearing? And when you be out, like, you got to be in the scene. I'm like, yeah, I guess I could be in. I'd rather just be on stage.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's that New York shit. Keep that in New York. We in L.A. I was like, oh. I was like, all right, I got you. And I never saw her again. But, yeah, it was, out there is different. It's like, they don't want to hear the shit that we really harping on. They be like, keep it surface, nigga. Just do some. And you be like, all right, I guess.
And it depends also where you're performing.
Hollywood Improv ain't like that, though. I'll tell you that, though.
I thought
D-Ray's show.
I like the Hollywood Improv.
Not on all D-Ray's show. On other shows. On all other shows.
Why, you
D-Ray
took an
show?
L on D-Ray show?
Yeah, nigga, true story. At D-Ray's show, Byron Bowers, me, Jordan Rock, right? We go on back to back to back. Spike comes out of that showroom and goes, you know what these niggas is telling me? I said, what, Spike? Where you get these white-sounding black niggas from, man? Get G-Thang to swing the towel a few times. Like, what the fuck?
What?
Did I get smart-shamed at a comedy show? Yeah, Byron, you Spike, and Jordan.
Spike said that?
Spike came out. You know what these niggas are here telling me? I said, what, Spike? He was like, well, who are these white-sounding niggas you got on stage?
And they don't. They don't sound. I mean, Byron is dark, but he don't sound. He's alty.
Byron is mainstream. He got a mainstream angle. He says some ill shit. I'll be like, this is good shit. You know what these niggas say to me?
His turtle joke is funny.
You got these white motherfuckers. I had to put G-Thang on to swing the towel around.
And he was proud of that?
Yeah. And then Spank came out. He's like, yeah, man, I went up there. You know, you, Derek, you be saying that, you know, that other shit. I'm like, yeah, you're right, man. So funny.
You be saying that other shit?
You be saying that other shit. You know, motherfuckers, you got to nigga it up a little bit. And I'm like, all right, Spank, love you, man.
That's so insulting.
And I'm like, all right. And I just went out to the bar.
You know what's funny? Naeem was the one that told me, don't ever dumb down for people of color. He was like, that's an insult. When I first started doing stand-up, he always told me, like, whenever people say that, I think it's so, we just cannot stop, and we got to get to the point where we make our audiences
savvy
come to
again.
Us. Yeah, because it's like, I'm not going up there to, you know, as a Latin woman, like, I could go up there and salsa and blah, you know, like, hey.
Go up there and eat nachos. Papa.
I drew my eyebrows on with a Sharpie. You know, I'm not doing that bullshit.
Going there with an enchilada. What's up, y'all? Uh-huh.
I know. It's so insulting. Like, especially when every time I go up and I do one of those ignorant ass shows, the comedian that comes up after me goes, and I'm like, when have you ever heard a Latin person do that?
You ever had a plantain that was fried too much? Tastes like a cookie. Yes, it do.
You already know.
Wanted him to finish the joke. I was like,
but that's how they go. You ever had a plantain with the rice? Why they give you so much rice, man?
Yes, man. I've never, ever, ever heard a Latin person do that.
I've never.
It's
always
somebody imitating a Latin person.
I've heard it on their music. Does that count?
You ain't never heard no Latin say.
I swear to God.
No, you haven't.
I promise you.
Nah.
I promise you. That exact sound.
Because every time I hear that, I go, fried ice cream.
That's mariachi.
Niggas eat fried ice cream. Where's the fried ice cream at? Uh-huh. Every time I hear, there's a fried ice cream and a hot pepper somewhere in the air. Yep. And a trumpet nigga playing.
I will not allow that.
Like,
yeah,
hot peppers.
Let my people go.
I love y'all people, man.
I know.
I love you people.
Spanish women I fell for and didn't go nowhere, but I still fell for them and shit. It's nice.
Uh-huh.
Your wife
is Colombian, straight Colombian.
Colombian.
Damn, my like Colombian. Your wife. Colombian. You know, like, that sounds so weird to say.
I know, yo.
Vienna sausages and fries.
I love it.
Vienna sausages mixed with the fries, Colombian. They had, I actually liked
it. No, that's not Colombian. That's Peruvian.
Oh, there, I take it back.
Lomo saltado.
I had a blast. I ate the fuck out of them.
I'm learning. I need to really learn Spanish. I need to be smart, man. I'm too young. I'm too young not to know Spanish.
Sidebar. All the Spanish shit you said with your grandma being her dad, shit was fucking hilarious. But anyway.
Thank you. It's true, though.
Yeah.
No, I hear stories like that.
All of us.
So I know that's why I was like, damn, that's some that's a joke that's going to get played over and over and over and over again.
You hear the...
son of the greatest bitch. I said, no! I melted. It was a melter.
You know that meant a lot to me because I know you guys are comedy snobs.
Yeah, big time. So face melter. I was like, she's throwing melters out there.
I was texting people saying Derek's is and Maroa behind me.
Yo, you was fucking
you was killing.
Getting it.
There's no way because Chris, me and Chris Ray kept, you hear that first joke?
Yeah.
Woo! So I was like, yeah, so.
That shit.
He texted me this morning. I was like, he was like, I just want you to know that I meant what I said yesterday.
Yeah.
And he put all the fires, but
it was a solid.
That shit was solid. It was like
a solid kill.
Because, you know, Chris Red,
I'm not being nice.
Chris Red, I know you're not. Yeah. Chris Red always looks like he's multitasking.
Yeah.
He's like, that joke is good. Wait, let me try to get some ass over here. And then he's like, but that joke was fire. And then he always keep that smile on. Like, he got that charming smile. It's like, you know, you when you talking to him, you're like, should I be taking one? Dude, I don't know what I'm doing. He's little, but he looks effective.
Oh.
Yeah, Chris Red moves.
Yeah.
He's a charming guy.
No, I've seen it in
action. Been on the road with him. He knows how to talk to them ladies. It's pretty cool. And he's just a cool guy.
Yeah.
Like, he smoked weed cool. So he'd be like, oh, I got to cool up. What's up, nigga?
Yeah.
You all right? Tell me something. You know, I'm out here writing these jokes and shit. And he'd be doing shit. He'll be writing jokes, nigga. He winning Emmys, but you know he'll never say it.
Yeah,
he's man, so humble.
The game is weird. You know, I just love doing these jokes, man. Going from town to town, just telling jokes. How you doing, buddy? Good. It's good to see you, nigga.
Very sweet. Yeah.
He's like a cool dude. Chris Red is that guy.
Yeah,
it's cool.
I love him.
That's so funny though. But yeah, no, you
Let's talk about something else.
But you.
Why?
You,
what are you? Why? Let's keep talking about this damn special.
No,
I brought it back to the special just for a second. I just wanted to say the Spike story because you know, being who we are. Melanated, but we gotta always step it up a little bit. So, you know, you was one of the ones that never humped a stool.
Never.
No.
But maybe stool humping is coming back, though.
Because let me tell you the truth. Because I didn't really fuck with Ida until Mexico. Because I was like, who is this?
He thought I was snobby. You told me that.
Yeah. I was like, you know me.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is this tall, thinks she know every fucking thing about stand-up shit?
Yeah.
And but I didn't think I knew everything about stand-up.
And that's just that's just me going, oh, God. And me going, she a comic. Oh, she going to tell me that, whatever. But then I sat down and started talking to her. Oh, she a real one. Fuck, I feel terrible. Weird. She a whole real one. Yeah.
Well, then you saved my life and everything was okay.
Oh, I forgot about all that. But all right, so my homegirl, Tiffany Haddish, you said some shit yesterday.
Our homegirl.
Matter of fact, everybody's fucking homegirl. That's everybody's homegirl. Yep. Absolutely. Still got a crush on her. We are in
Derek
Cancun, right?
Derek always got a crush on somebody with credits.
This nigga fucking up season 3.
With credits? What you mean?
He a credit whore.
Oh, no. I'm a
Derek,
credit whore.
Derek be like, oh, she just got season 3. Yeah. Such.
She's damn, beautiful.
She always been doing. Cute. She always been
career
a little...
women make me go smile. Uh-huh. I'll be like, that's nice.
Yeah.
I like girls who work this nigga, that boss
this,
up.
This motherfucker was like, yeah, but she work at Nike. You know, like, so? That ain't good job, nigga.
Yeah, I'm like, she work at Nike. She trying to get a corner off. It's like, I like girls that don't give
driven.
A fuck about me.
Yeah.
Because I know.
Oh, I know. I've been through an episode with you.
What do you mean an episode?
We all know. Don't worry about it. No, I like girls that don't, they got their shit. Yeah. And I'm just the guy that's, you know, they ain't worried about me after, it. Like, I like career women.
You just.
Oh, you're talking about the other thing. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man. It's this stuff
if
that
I
we
know,
can't say.
You know.
On maybe in a bonus episode, I'll explain it. But yeah, I like chicks like that. But no, Tiffany Haddish, which
Tiffany
you said some fly shit that she put her name for you for the special was dope. Yeah. That speech you gave me, I was like, damn, that's some friendship right there. I like that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
But Tiffany. You know, being who she is, the unicorn. We're all on jet skis in the middle of the ocean.
I know. He told the story on the podcast.
Did we? Yeah. Oh, yes. But I was here to concur the story.
Did you tell the part about where they told us not to go and when we looking for Monroe, he in the rocks?
Yeah, we did all exactly that. I told Monroe, you could have died in Mexico. Like, but this is what happens.
He could have. It was beyond that. He did exactly what they told him not to do.
All and right, then everybody don't go to rocks, and you darted over to the.
And then everybody came out the hotel, and they were all clapping. You don't remember? It was a spectacle. I was like, this motherfucker always trying to headline.
Come and get you, and I couldn't save you. Because I, where I was at, I couldn't Lil get over
Rel, it was Lil Rel and Lil Rel, I'm mad, and somebody else.
Who pushed you back into the
you
water.
Pushed me back
but
in
I
the
was
water.
Like, that why we always got to look like the here. Foster kids in public? Can't
look,
take us nowhere.
I am what I am, man. I got to go off and do my own thing.
Oh, my God.
I, that shit was...
Then they tried to charge us, and he was ripped up. It was bad.
Yo. It was the hoodest shit ever
that
happened.
That was a hood festival.
That shit but, was the worst
but
best
it was
festival
the,
ever.
I think it was the funniest thing that happened at that festival.
Yeah,
that
it was, it was a, it.
Dude,
so basically, Tiffany says we're all going to be successful, and we're all even going to be more successful.
And we jump,
if we
in, this,
jump in this salty ass water.
And we made a pact.
And we made a pact. We all going to blow up. It's actually working.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, when we all jumped in, we collectively looked at each other and was like, we shouldn't have did this.
Well, you know, remember, I banged my leg on the thing. I
coming
came
back
home
up.
With,
yeah.
I came, so my leg was dead. And that's why Derek had to bring me up. Yeah. When I came home, my
I remember
whole
Rose
leg,
said, save her.
Yo, because he was like super close. He was like so fucking
nigga,
close. I was like, save her, nigga.
He was like,
it was
save
the worst.
Her, nigga.
And you know like, how because
he was already we were already on ours and he just hopped on his and you were just like
you know how vulnerable I felt. There are
Yo.
Sharks down there.
No,
like
yeah.
that.
There's nothing down there, and I'm sitting there pushing you up off. I'm like, I'm really. Somehow
gone.
You got up there. I was like, thank God.
I came home with this big
and
ass
I jumped
bruise.
Back on my jet ski and we hauled the
it
fuck
it was the
ass
greatest race back.
But remember, everybody kept disappearing. Like, first we're like, where's Tiffany? And then she way out went past the thing. Then it's, where's Monroe? Morona crashed into the rock. It was just like, oh, it was so stressful.
And we gathered up everybody and rolled back.
Great.
And we hit back to that shore. I was like, I'm never going back. Oh, my God.
It was just but the whole weekend, remember, we were looking for Tiffany and then she was up on the thing dancing with some Mexican man.
Tiffany was
scaffolding.
Having a, she was living
like
her
Tiffany's
best life.
On scaffolding, freshly divorced, just on just in when Mexico.
She had the big hair. Remember, she climbed up that. I'm like, where is she? Oh, she's on a ceiling, on a roof. And then everybody kept disappearing.
Dude, that shit was great.
Yeah,
it was
scary.
Great.
That shit was great. We all fell asleep in the when the comedy show was going on. Were you a part of that? Like everybody was so
remember
tired.
Remember, I bombed, and y'all were waiting for me when I came out, and y'all were like, "It's all right." I took a picture with y'all. It's on my Instagram.
But everybody was bombing.
It was horrible.
I don't know anybody who had like a real solid show there. No, you didn't, Darren. No, you didn't, nigga. There was no one there.
You and James Davis thought y'all had good sex.
There was no one there. There's nobody at the festival.
You know, it's funny that we were performing in front of people who looked like they didn't speak
English. They didn't know there was a fucking festival going on.
It was like a scene from Crashing. Like the audience just sitting there and then you find out they don't speak English.
There was a lot of this. So.
And James would do a joke and be like, swag, swag. And they'd be like.
Yeah, it was bad. It was just bad.
We were up in the corner. I think y'all
was
there
eating fajitas because the fajitas was louder than the audience.
It was like yes, it was like
the fajitas was louder than the audience.
You can hear
the
fajitas. You can hear the fajitas on stage.
But you know what?
You on stage.
The thing about us, we were not competing. Remember, we were just there to perform. But they had a competition.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh my God!
And motherfuckers was all
yo.
All them LA comics was doing their best beatbox shit. I'm like,
it's a mind fuck though. Yeah. But it's like, do you know what it is?
That's
like,
how they got so many people there.
But if we got together and said we're gonna do a comedy competition, right? And we get all the marketing and the brand, we could actually get people to come and we the judges and come. And we'd be like, and we could just say at the beginning of the day, we gonna pick the person with the best shoes. Right? And they out there out trying to out joke each other, and we'd be like, she got on them yays. Those the old ones. And she killed.
Yeah.
Right? Imagine. So that's what it felt like. I'm like, they were competing. They were people falling out with each other. Y'all remember that?
I don't remember the falling out.
There's a lot of
who
that
fell
shit.
Out?
No, we not calling
that's just arguments.
Oh,
motherfuckers, it was a lot of tension.
Dude, that was in my own little world.
But it was seven people in the audience.
There were seven people in the audience. Everybody was competing.
There were more judges than audience.
I just knew not to drink the water. Me and Chris kept eating this contaminated-ass lobster.
He carried my lobster for me. That's when I knew that
we had to help you over. Remember when that fucking whole road flooded? And it was me, you, Chris.
Yeah.
And him.
And Vlad.
And Vlad. And we had to, like, try to help, like, each other over that fucking...
All that.
That shit was
I got chased down the street.
by a bunch of Mexican
poor
kids.
Poor ass kids begging because I gave out the wrong peso and it was too much. And they always like, oh, that's like, Daddy Warbucks
right there. That's Will
Smith.
And
they chased me down the street. Yo! A bunch of kids.
Oh, my God.
Chris and them was cracking the fuck. I was just running from Mexican kids. That was.
You look like Muhammad Ali. Like,
what's going on? They was chasing me, though. The kids was running behind him. Just
was anybody else's room
they was trying
like
to get
wet?
The money.
Like, my room was so humid.
I had
it was wet.
My room was
no,
damp.
No, you know, me and Tiffany were in that hotel where we had those, like, beautiful villas. I don't know how that happened.
You know how it happened.
I no idea. I
y'all
don't know
better
what,
than us.
No, I don't know.
No, but this right before Tiffany Cannon. She was
no,
on.
I know.
But this right before she.
It was before. Pop, yeah, man. No. This was when she first started doing the Carmichael show.
Yeah.
But it was just not. They just. I think it's because we were women.
Yeah.
And they put us in the hotel. Mm-hmm. That was a hilarious trip.
Because
though.
As soon as we got there, Tiffany was like, get your feet.
Remember,
eating
by
fish nigga.
Everybody went to go do that fish eating thing.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Was a, we did it in Greece last year when we went to Greece.
Again?
Me and her, yeah.
Oh, y'all still take trips and stuff?
Yeah, we went to Greece for April's wedding.
Celebrity friends.
No, we friends.
But
we
no,
friends,
even friend. Though it
that's
don't matter.
Different. That's not
I got
a celebrity.
I got a best friend who's a celebrity. We still do some fly shit. You'd be like, yeah, we friends, but don't no normal motherfuckers. So going to Greece and getting
we
your
we were for our friend's wedding though.
Get
we
your
were
dead
we were
skin
in
eating
her
off
wedding.
Your toes is not normal. By a bunch of fish in Greece, that's fly.
You want to hear what else?
That's fly guy.
James I'm Franco trying. Was in there.
There you go.
Doing what? He was just
he was getting his fish eaten by fish too. And you know,
he was a part of the wedding.
Yeah, no, he was in Greece at
just
the time.
In Greece, getting his feet.
They were shoot. Sam Jackson was in there. They were shooting a movie.
Yeah.
So, but I'm sitting there like I am the extra in this movie.
Oh my God.
Because they all were famous, right? And we just sitting there like.
Yeah.
And it was just that James Franco was in there getting his fish feet eaten by
the fish. Getting the dead skin taken on. That scene.
James Franco and Samuel Jackson at the same time? Or
no, Sam Jackson wasn't in the place. They were in Greece shooting a movie. Oh. He told us that they had been there. I don't know what movie it was, but a lot of celebrities were in Greece at that time shooting a movie.
That's
and then
pretty fly.
Tiffany was. She was a star at that time because she had already done Girls Trip, so they knew who she was. But we sitting there like, bang,
yeah,
you know,
and that's all you could do.
That's so cool. Fucking dope.
Yeah, I know that's dope. That's fly. That's real dope shit.
You know what felt good was being able to afford to go to Greece.
Yeah,
yeah,
without being stressed out that I was.
When you go back,
you got how many spots you got to do when you get back? You're like, fuck.
But subconsciously, I still have that in my head because I'm not rich. But just the pressure of, but that pressure kept me riding though.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't. I want to lock up. I want to lock up right now and take a break so I can write. I want to write.
What do you mean lock up? Like not even do stand up?
I want to take a little bit of a break and I want to write an hour.
Okay. A new hour. Okay.
A new hour. And I want them to, I want to be able to develop an hour. Like, I do want to go up, but I want to go up at open mics and I want to work out an hour on the road. Like, now when I go on the road, I can't do what I did on the special, you know? And the problem with that special is I never really did those jokes on the road.
Yeah.
Like, I did those jokes for the special.
Yeah.
So now I got to write again. And that's the great thing about comedy. Is
do you write before you actually take it on stage?
I write on stage.
Yeah.
I do a lot of writing on stage.
I think that's easier.
Yeah.
I'm getting better at writing on stage. It took me a while, which I'm finally.
Do you write on stage, take it off stage, try to fine tune it, bring it back? Go. Yeah.
Absolutely. I write at night,
you
too.
Listen to yourself?
I absolutely do, and it's the worst thing in the world.
I hate it.
Yeah.
You need to record all your sets because you do write on stage, and sometimes your magic is when you are unraveling on stage, where you just go, and then you think it's crowd work, and that's a bit. You know what I mean? You listen to it, and you like, because your crowd work is the same.
Yeah.
It's not stock crowd work.
Yeah.
You're not like, you know, where the Virgos at? You don't do that. You know what I mean?
Scorpio.
Yeah, that's that D.R. Cole joke where you bombing. He like, where the Capricorn's at?
Where the Capricorn's at? Yeah, right. Roll call.
Tourist in the house.
Roll call?
Yeah. You don't do like that. So those ad-libs that writing on stage is not crowd work.
Yeah.
Those are just bits that are screaming to be developed.
Yeah. Okay, work. Yeah.
I watched you at the Ed Sheeran show. I was like, I always try like to commend people without sounding condescending.
Yeah.
Because I think some people like to sound like they're comedy experts.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm like, I'm just a comedy nerd. I love comedy, but I got so much to learn. But I was watching you and I was like, your growth on stage was like, I remember when you used to doubt yourself when you were telling me, like, I don't, and we all still do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's part of,
but they be like, nigga, it's on your face.
I was like, just do it.
So you know, you guys always encourage me to be fearless. The shit that comes out of your mouth, Monroe, sometimes, I'm like, oh, I can't believe you said that. But it's that's what makes it brilliant, you know?
Yeah.
But I was watching you yesterday, and I was like, with Val, because me and Val were in the corner from the cellar, and she was dying laughing. And I was like, man, he's just grown so much. Yeah. She was like, man, he's
Val be,
really.
Because Val be babysitting at the fucking cellar. She always come down. I'll be like, come on, Val. What the fuck? What is
but
going
she doesn't. Why are you but scared?
Be, and I'll be like.
She don't say nothing.
She never does. She
none
like, good
of
job.
Them, none like, of them snitch.
Yeah, I thought they
if you talk to any of them,
they like you.
They'll be like, nah, nobody
I love
seen
the
anything.
Staff. They're the ones that I go back for.
Yeah, staff are cool.
I fuck with the cellar. It's, yeah, man, it was hard getting in there. And I was jealous for 30 seconds when you got in there before me. 30
Why?
Seconds?
Why?
For 30, because I'm just making a confession.
That's so fucking funny.
I was like.
I was jealous too.
No, you weren't. I wasn't at all. I'm
30
like,
seconds.
Come out. I was like, yo, come through. One of y'all niggas next. I was always that way.
And I was next.
I'm like
you
the party
like
nigga.
That.
I'm like, yo, everybody. Yo, she giving out candy. Like, I'm always like that. Like, if you give me a piece of candy, everybody getting
even
a piece
when
of candy.
I was on Last Comic Standing, when people started turning on everybody, I was
not
like,
me.
I know.
Like,
I said, I know Monroe is not going to turn on me. Yeah. Like, I knew, I like. Know.
It didn't even make no sense. They tried to get us to really turn on each other. Mm-hmm. I bought my Nintendo DS. I was just in the corner like, hey, what up? And then when they start that arguing, I don't like Lachlan. All right. Resident Evil, here I come. I'm like.
It got to the point where I was like, I don't want to be here anymore. Yeah. I just wanted to do the stand-up.
That's it.
Not all when the, they not on the reality show shit. I get it.
They interview me. They'd be like, what's your biggest like fear? And I'm like, I don't know. This is my first time on TV. So I'm just trying to
answer in this question
on
television.
Yeah.
They were really trying.
What's your biggest competition? I'm like, I don't fucking know.
Although you are. This is why I respect Wanda Sykes.
Yeah. Okay.
Because what she made us do, she did.
Yeah.
Remember she made us do the show made us do. Who do you think you're funnier than?
So
she did it. Did you see her do it for that show where she had to? She said she was funnier than Chris Rock.
And I believe, but I agree.
She was sweating bullets, though. You can tell that was like, she was like, yes. You know, you could feel that. I posted it.
Yeah. I agree.
You think she's funnier than Chris Rock?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Chris ain't drop a burner yet. I call him out. Come on, Chris. I'm waiting. You made me start stand-up.
I think even back then, though, but nobody just really, she didn't, her specials didn't get the light that his specials got.
Yeah, I get
but
that.
But her shit was solid, solid. But you can hear her, and him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a technician, though.
Yeah, like you can hear it. You can go, oh, Rhonda wrote that. Oh, Wanda did this, that.
Niggas versus
so
black
when
people,
I can pinpoint that.
Wanda helped him write that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That respectability politics.
When I can hear all of that, that just makes me go back to the source and I go, all right, well, they did a little bit better. Oh, but her first special, the hour and a half joint, was fucking dope all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
I like that joke when she was talking about her boss and she said, remember she was like, ta-da! She was really, Wanda, listen, I watched that special and I was like, wow, like she's. Yeah. That story that she told, the jokes. She did Donald Trump's jokes in a time where people are tired of Donald Trump. And
well,
they
she
were
had
so
to.
Funny. The one with the tissue on the shoe, that joke was hilarious. You got to watch it.
I'm going to watch
really
it.
Funny.
I got to see it when she was still working on it.
But Chris Rock had the misfortune of dropping his special on the day of one of the biggest mass shootings of all history.
That was the one, which one?
Florida. That was the Parkland one.
Oh, my God.
And he made the joke about guns.
Yeah.
Wait, what special was this?
The last one he dropped.
Tambourine.
Tambourine was on the day of the Parkland shooting.
Yeah.
So when he dropped that special and he did that joke about guns, he immediately came under fire.
But he don't care about fire.
I don't. He shouldn't. He wasn't selling the guns.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the joke. I remember the joke. He kind of started with it, didn't he? Didn't he open with it?
It was somewhere, yeah. With it, if it was something about black people having guns.
Yeah,
so.
Man. But I can't wait to see Chris drop this next one.
Because Chris working on it?
Bigger and Blacker made me do stand up. Made me go. I think I want at 14. I didn't do it yet, but the seed was planted. I want to do whatever the fuck he just did. I've never seen a black man with a leather suit on go from side to side and people are screaming, crying the whole time. Yeah. I say, I don't know what that is, but that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I saw that at 14. Still to this day. So I can't wait because I saw that. I was like, yo. Mm-hmm. But then I saw Chappelle's the year after and said, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just like, mm-hmm. I kind of backed up from the TV like,
which one, Burr Revelation or Equanimity?
No. I'm talking about Killing Them Softly. I'm 15 years old.
Oh.
14, Bigger and Blacker came. My mom let me watch HBO. Yeah. I was in there. So 14, Bigger and Blacker came out. I was 99. Yeah. 2000, Y2K, some skinny nigga with Tim's on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand. I was like, So, and meeting them two guys and seeing what Dave just recently did and see what Chris usually did, I'm like, I'm kind of disappointed in Chris. So
Dave,
I'm like, come
Dave
on, man.
Chappelle is a naturally funny human being.
He's a wizard.
Like his inside the actor studio is funnier than some people's special.
I know. Great.
He's like just and it's effortless.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to change the tone of his voice. He's just naturally a funny human being.
Yeah.
Me and Derek had arguments about I thought I was going to get blackballed because I didn't think the first two specials were funny from the four. And remember, he tried to out me at the Cellar. What? He was loud.
I was on with her, though. They were fine. They weren't like, these last two specials were amazing. But the ones before that, they were fine.
Serviceable because David Chappelle can naturally give you something that's funny.
Yeah.
But it felt dated. And then after he went on the late night show and said they were dated, he was like, I did those. Then I understood because I was like, why is he talking about OJ now? Like, now you can talk about OJ because he lit on Twitter, you know? Yeah. But the equanimity, that's when I called you and I said...
Equanimity was the shit.
I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Pussy. Yeah. Like that. When I watched that, I was like, wow.
That shit to me, I was like, God damn. I remember for the first two Chappelle specials, like hit Netflix, staying up to 3 a.m. and waiting for that shit and like watching both of them and going.
Derek cussed me out. Derek cussed me out.
Because I loved it. Especially that one in Austin. I said, he's up here fucking around and it's great.
Oh, but he can do that. And
I can do no wrong. I'm not saying they were bad. They weren't on the same level as the last two. They were great.
The ones when he was out.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I'm saying the last two that just came out were like amazing.
Yeah.
They weren't better than that,
If those would have came out when he shot him, they would have been great at that time. But it was just, it's like you got OJ joke or R. Kelly joke. It felt so dated.
But got those jokes, but then he had that Bruce Jenner joke.
Yeah.
It's so goddamn, that Bill Cosby wrap up.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there
he's a wonderful
For the storytelling and just the connections. I said, what the fuck? That's why I was caught up. Because all the tectonics of it. I was like,
he's a great
dude. He's the wizard. It was like watching music.
And still, it was better than a lot of people's specials that are current.
Yeah.
You know, he got
an Emmy for them, too.
Yeah, you drop you know what it is to drop some specials that you had in your vault? They were just sitting there, and they still outperform something that somebody
built. Pretty wild, right?
Yeah.
Fucking wild.
That's what being great is, you know? Yeah. But that equanimity, though.
Yeah, it was. It changed a lot.
I watched Equanimity when I was preparing for my special, and I was like, "Okay, you remember? I felt like Guy Smiley on Sesame Street, and you know, twinkle, twinkle, no." I went through that so much on that special. Like,
what a reference! Holy shit!
You know,
that was great.
I would record my stuff. Yeah. And then I was like, no. I would tear up stuff, throw notebooks away.
God damn.
Walking out the improv, people like, what's up? Hey, man, fuck you, man. I ain't got shit to say to you, bitch. I just fucked up this joke. That equanimity.
I mean, that was so great.
Because I was that was me, man. I promise you. I'm sitting like looking at my jokes and I'm like, this is some bullshit. punch him out of pussy. What is that? Where do you? And then I was like,
kicked her in the pussy.
Kicked her.
What?
Yeah.
And he warned us. I'm gonna show you how good I am. I'm gonna say the punchline, tell you, and you still ain't gonna see it coming.
But you know what it is? He made a commitment to the audience.
Yeah.
And people don't commit to the audience. Comedians commit to themselves. Mm. They want to be awesome. They want to be cool. They want to look good. They want to be great. Dave Chappelle, he went out there and was like, let me tell y'all a story. And the whole time, he's the conductor, and you just want to go anywhere he takes you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to do that when I grow up.
Yeah, I would do that when I grow up, too. So, yeah.
God damn. He's the hero, though.
He's hero.
He's the hero.
Because
when I saw Superman.
Because when I saw Equanimity, I felt 15 again.
Yeah. I was like, oh, man. And, you know, he talked about it at the beginning so casually. He was having a conversation with the audience, talking about his process. I take these premises out, and I'm like.
I got a fishbowl.
It's just, I'm like.
That was great.
Because he ran a clinic on everybody in the first couple minutes. I'm going to run a clinic on y'all up top just to let y'all know. And then I'll finish because this is my last one that's going to be recorded. So I might as well go out with a bang.
And you know what it is to inform the audience what the process is?
Yeah.
You know, because nobody ever gets the process.
Yeah.
That was dope. But, hey, man, then I watched some other specials and I'm like, whew, this is a regular, as Chris Rock would call it.
Yeah. Nah, man, that Rachel Dolezal joke where he was like, bitch, are you willing to put a lien on your house for a mixtape that's probably not going to go? I was like, And then you got to change your name to Draymond Green. Like, that shit. I'm just like in the house, like, why do I even try?
This is Tambourine?
No, this is Chris, Dave Chappelle, Equanimity, talking to Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah.
You want me to lead at you, black bitch? You got to change your name to the blackest thing I ever heard. You got to change your name to Draymond Green. That's
All right, we got to start rapping.
He said, if you put Draymond Green in the Airbnb directory, that shit shuts off automatically.
That was great.
I'm sitting there like, what the fuck? Yeah, so to watch jokemanship like that is great. So I say that to say, watching you do your shit was jokemanship. I was like, Jesus Christ.
It was really good.
This ain't no flash in the pan shit. I'd have been working.
Thank you. I did. I worked really hard.
Yeah. And the show.
Well, I appreciate that because y'all, I love y'all.
Thank you. We love you, too.
See here, no need for apologies, where comics come to find...
Oh, this is what I was going to tell you. Can you look up Intasaki Shonge, No More Apologies? There's a line in there where she says, no need for apologies, and y'all should use it.
A word.
On a podcast.
Absolutely.
Ikishaki?
Intasaki Shonge. She's a playwright, a black playwright that was very successful, who wrote for Color Girls Only.
Okay.
Intasaki. Yeah, Intasaki. Black Thought brings it up in a song. Okay. I forgot what song, but he says her exact name. But, I'm not Intasaki Shonge. Like, I was like, how the fuck did he even put that in the rhyme? Because that's Black Thought.
He was in Montreal.
Doing jokes, right?
I don't know if he was doing jokes, but
because in Philly he's starting to do jokes at the Punchline because he's hosting shows.
He follows me on Instagram. I'm on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he, you know, I'll be revolution doing my revolution. But I was
the revolution will not be televised.
I'm a black.
Can you find it?
You can find it.
You know how to spell it?
How do you spell it?
It starts with the letter N. N T.
Okay.
Ento, O, and then Saki.
I mean, that don't spell.
She just gave us a sound out. She gave you how to spell the sounds.
Yo, because I was spelling E-N or I-N.
No.
T-O or
I just
like.
I want to let you know there's a Z in that name.
Intasaki. Yeah, it is.
Intasaki.
Intasaki. Boom, boom, da, boom, 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 boom.
She passed away last year, but we loved
her. Now we mean it. I want to hear this line. Yeah, no need for apologies. I just came up with it because I kept saying no sorries because he was always like, you know, apologize to these motherfuckers. Man, fuck. I just kept going, all right, no sorries. Don't say sorry. Something, something, something. And I was like, how about no need for apologies? He was like, yeah. And I was
like, all right, thank you.
Came up with that.
All right. He's right. He's absolutely right.
It worked out.
All right, couldn't find no Intasaki?
Wait a minute. One thing I don't need is any more apologies. Damn right. I got sorry, greet me at my front door. You can keep yours.
Keep your motherfucking sorries.
I like that. Thank you, Ryder. So with that, can you bring that back up one more time? I'm sorry. Bring that back up one more time. So one thing I don't need is any more apologies. I got sorry, greet me at my front door. You can keep yours. I don't know what to do with them. They don't open doors. or bring the sun back. They don't make me happy or get the morning paper. Didn't nobody stop using my tears to wash. Oh, my God.
This is dark.
Yeah, because of sorry. I am simply tired of collecting. I don't know. I was so important to you. I'm going to have to throw some away. I can't get to the clothes in my closet.
I can't get to the clothes in my closet for all of the sorry.
I know you thought this was going to end off with a bang, nigga, but this shit is going down a hole.
Because it's like really dark.
I know.
But yeah, so I go back to the top.
One thing I don't
need. Let's start over again.
One thing I don't need
is any more apologies.
Ladies and gentlemen, we shall see you later. I'm Derek Gaines.
I'm Monroe Martin.
Ida Rodriguez.
This is No Need for Apologies.